My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Peggy, let's hit him big time.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
You better get ready because we're going to show up and show up.
With John Lopez and Reggie Atitula. Always live.
Love it. Love it.
Always local.
Don't ever underestimate the heart of a champion.
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
Shout out to Yarborough and the Peoples.
Hey,
you're in the loop.
Now
Sports
we're
Radio
talking.
610. Yeah, that's if just to let you know. Apparently, what we talked about all morning, instead of prepping for the show, which we did prep for the show. Don't get me wrong, but we talked about music a whole bunch, and what we learned, myself and Figgy, is that John Lopez, whenever that when that intro plays, he's not hearing Tops Drop by Fat Pat.
Not in the least bit.
He's hearing Don't Stop the Music by Yarborough and the Peoples.
The original.
You're damn right.
1980.
Dude, that's why when I first heard this, they said, what intro you want? I said, that one. That one right there. That one right there. Because, like, this song came out in 1980.
It sure did.
And I was, as you well know by now, I mean, I am all about 70s and 80s funk, like good old. I still play it all the time. Played it this morning on the way in. And this song, I graduated high school in 1980. So I said, that one right there.
You was cutting the rug to this, huh?
I could do it right now.
Okay.
Here we go.
Okay.
Here we go. And so, yeah, like they go, Fat Pat. I said, who the hell is that? See, this is the old school. This is what it's all about here. Which, by the way, it might have been an accident. I'll give Figgy and Parker credit on this. It's the perfect song for you and me. 1980.
Yeah.
And Gen X. Well, are you X? You're X, right?
I'm a millennial.
I'm a millennial.
Yeah, apparently I, along with my cohorts, got it. Ruined everything. A man who is neither Gen X nor millennial nor are you Gen X?
I'm the last of the boomers. Of the boomers.
Okay,
boomers are from 1945 to 1962.
Generations are fun, aren't they?
And I was born in 62, so I'm bringing up the end of boomers.
Okay, yeah. A man who fits into none of those generations. CJ Stroud, 22 years of age, now has spent a full year as the starter of this Texans team. Well, first of all, like, what have your some of your favorite moments, and how have your expectations of him changed? As let's give you a little taste of what you can recall from CJ Stroud as a Texan starter.
Fourth and goal from the 9. Stroud gets the snap. Stroud, quick throw, right side, caught, touchdown! Dalton Schultz. The Texans are in front on fourth and goal. They convert. What a rocket from C.J. Stroud to the tight end. 4 touchdown passes for C.J. Stroud. 4 different receivers have caught them.
That's the perfect one to play for what has changed for me.
Okay.
Because everybody...
That's when we knew it. Different.
For sure. But going into last season, and by the way, we're bringing this up because a year ago yesterday was when he was named the starter.
That is correct.
Yes. And so when he was named the starter, actually going into the draft...
Were you shocked?
And everybody remembers this. I was more of a Bryce Young guy, but I consistently said... I love C.J. Stroud because of one thing, his accuracy. His accuracy in college, and you guys remember this, I was just like, this dude can put the ball where it needs to be, and that goes a long way in the NFL. I mean, that goes the longest way, the furthest in the NFL. But what has changed from my expectation a year ago to now is I knew he would be accurate. I knew he would be good based on what we had seen in training camp and the preseason and all that. I knew he'd be good. What I didn't know, what's changed is he's got, I mean, I'm not, I refuse to hit the cliche bell because I've already done it twice, but he's got like that something that very few quarterbacks have. Now you hit it.
Got that it factor.
Dude, they become
just built different.
They become cliches because they're true. Like they
just know how to win.
He's got the look. How many of these different ways can we say this? How many different ways can we say this? But he does. He absolutely does.
So what he got?
He's got that special something. He does. You can hit that cliche bell all you want. I didn't know. Nobody could have said that a year ago. We knew he'd be.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Good.
Right. And I think the thing that's impressed me quite a bit, and look, I'm sure that this is not novel by any means, mm-hmm. right? I don't think anything we can say at this point is novel because locally, we've been gushing over him for a year. Nationally, people have been gushing over him. Mm-hmm. I just am amazed when you have somebody who is young that shows a crazy amount of maturity.
Yeah.
Right? Like, well beyond their years, the level of, kind of awareness, especially in places in positions that are not built for you to have that maturity.
That soon, especially.
Right. Like, as we know, quarterback, one of the most difficult, if not the most difficult position in sports. There's a lot that is often heaped upon you. And mm-hmm. I know in some instances, there are ways to simplify. There are ways to make this easier for various, different people. But at the level that, you want very good players to play at in mm-hmm. the NFL, there's a lot that's expected of you. And in that way, C.J. Stroud has shown a level of maturity. And I always say it like, a rookie is going to look like a rookie.
Mm-hmm.
And it was minimal in the instances where it was like, that's a rookie right there, right? Yeah. Like, he looked like a dude that you could heap all of the regular expectations and pressures and not worry about folding, right? Like, there's the general
concern. But that's a different way of saying what I'm saying.
Absolutely.
Like that special something, you're saying maturity, but that's, they're both in the same neighborhood.
Yeah, and I'm trying to find the way to lay out why I believe that's so important mm-hmm. is because that then raises the floor, right? If we're not concerned about, oh man, we got to make sure that we get him into the offense. We got to make sure that we're not putting him into difficult situations. That changes the height of where you can go, mm-hmm. right? And that's the on the field aspect of it, right? Yeah. Like, we can get to more difficult concepts when we know that the basics are taken care of, right? I am like 500 days into Duolingo trying to get my Spanish right, you know, even though I took like 4 years of it in high school and college and all those things. And still,
say taqueria arandas.
You got the audio for me. I'm pretty sure
taquerias arandas.
Yeah, that's exactly how I said it. No, but like in going into Duolingo, because I had that previous, you know, that previous experience, I jump into the app and I'm like, oh, well, I got this. We can get to something more advanced quicker. Yeah. That's what CJ Stroud did. That was super impressive to me. But then on top of that, like managing the locker room, like that's the thing that's tough, right? Mm-hmm. He's 22 years old, walking up on 27, 28, 30, 32 year olds. And they're all willing to go, I got to get behind this dude. And not only do I have to get behind this dude, I have to like listen to what he says and like really treat him as a leader, right? Yeah. There's one thing behind, but besides your position grants you authority. There's another thing behind, besides you as a human being, I'm willing to follow
your
behind.
Your locker room grants you authority.
And he's done that in spades. Like I'm impressed by that.
No, it is. You know, and quarterbacks study quarterbacks. And I say that because we always are somewhat more impressed when a quarterback talks about a young guy. And Dan Pastorini, my buddy, is in the building today on some business, and I saw him in the hall, and I sat down and just started chatting with him. And of course, inevitably, it turns to C.J. Stroud. And Pastorini knows a thing or two. He's the last quarterback to take this team to an AFC championship twice. He knows a thing or two about the city, I should say.
About
getting there. And he said something that I actually gave him an out. Like, it was like I was almost, we were just chatting. It was like I was interviewing him. And I was like, are you sure you want to say that? Because he goes, he's the best I've ever seen. And I went like, oh, you mean like in Houston? He goes, did you hear what I said? Oh, you mean like since Tom Brady? I said, he's the best I've ever seen. He said, he actually stood up and was illustrating, when the ball needs to be right here, it's here. When it needs to be low to avoid the DB, it's here. When it needs to be outside, it's here. And then he goes, when it needs to be in the bucket, he was doing the hand gestures and everything.
Yeah.
It's there. He says, that's something that is just, you know, you're born with. And Figgy, you were saying, I was giving him some outs, and he's like, he's the best I've ever seen. And what were you saying?
It's funny. He said the same thing to me. So I interviewed him on the red carpet at the Houston Sports Awards, and I didn't even bring up C.J. Stroud. I just asked him about the whole Tennessee wearing the Oilers stuff.
Yeah.
And he went from that to C.J. Stroud. So this is how that went.
Yeah, sure. It seems weird, you know, our uniform being on the field anywhere, you know, but it's nice to be remembered. And the fact of the matter is, the legacy goes through Tennessee, unfortunately. Our hearts are here in Houston. I live in Houston. A lot of the Oilers still live in Houston. This is our town. And, you know, we're supportive of the Texans, and especially this year. They had such a great year, D'Amico Ryans, C.J. Stroud. C.J. Stroud is the best quarterback, I'll say it right now, the best quarterback I have ever seen or ever played against. And this kid's going to be a Hall of Famer. He keeps his head on straight, and they protect him. He's going to set all kinds of records here.
That came out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere.
I had to end the interview after that. I'm like, all right.
And I'm just chatting with my buddy in the hallway. He goes, did you hear what I said?
That leapt out of his spirit. Like, it was weighing. I was like, I need you to know that C.J. Stroud is going to be a Hall of Famer and the best quarterback ever.
When he said best quarterback I ever seen, I was thinking like, man, is this dude high? You know what I mean? The good quarterbacks we've seen?
Yeah.
I'm like, dang.
So even if he's not, Pastorini studies quarterbacks. Brady studies quarterbacks. You know, was it
JT O'Sullivan who does the quarterback school? Yeah. He did a breakdown of C.J. Stroud in the preseason maybe a week or two ago. And he, you know, just is heaping praise upon this guy. That's a guy who studies quarterbacks.
So that's the difference. A year ago to now, you got experts in the field, people who played the game to the AFC championship saying, no, he's the best.
And so, look. Here's to year two, I guess, is what I have to say, right?
Buckle up.
It is, and look, I know year two comes with kind of the cliches of, you know, oh, well, they've got tape on you, and I don't know that I saw anything from what he did where it was like, oh, but that was just a lack of preparedness that had to that, you know, once they're more prepared, they'll be able to handle him. Oh, no. Like, this is just, he has a level of skill and maturity, and he has places where he can improve and is improving. I know that Seth Payne of Payne and Pendergrass, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. right here on Sports Radio 610, has been like really high on the idea of that pocket presence and his ability to like move and shift just barely, as opposed to like making big dramatic moves in the pocket to get yourself in a better place. Those things as well. he's getting better at and has an opportunity to improve at. So I'm super excited to see where we are, you know, August 28th, August 29th, or 2025, looking back at season two with CJ Stroud, or year two with CJ Stroud, because I've been thoroughly impressed through one. I can only imagine where he goes in year two. It's In the Loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, our question of the day. What's the single most exciting play in all of sports? 713-572-4610 is the number. We'll talk about that next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.